This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A gunman killed at least 19 children and two adults Tuesday in an attack at an elementary school in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas. It was one of the deadliest mass shootings in the country's history. The attack happened in the city of Uvalde, where authorities said the 18-year-old gunman first shot his grandmother, then crashed a car and entered the school carrying out the shootings before being killed by law enforcement. Texas Department of Public Safety Sergeant Eric Estrada told CNN that the officers saw the gunman, who was wearing body armor, leave the crashed car carrying a rifle, and the officers engaged the suspect, but that he was still able to go into the school. In the chaotic minutes and hours following the attack, the extent of the massacre was unclear, with some shooting victims taken to local hospitals and the number of those killed and wounded difficult to confirm. Texas has been the scene of several mass shootings over the past 5 years. 1 year before the Santa Fe school shooting in 2018, a gunman at a Texas church killed more than two dozen people during a Sunday service. President Biden and Senate Democrats are again pleading for stricter gun measures after the Texas shooting. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
The Texas shooting is the deadliest at an American grade school since the Sandy Hook massacre nearly 10 years ago.
What are we doing?
Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy went to Congress representing the area rocked by the killings of 26 kids and teachers.
We have another Sandy Hook on our hands.
You can keep up with this story and all the stories we're covering here at VOA at our website, voanews.com. We also have an app that you can download. You can find it at our website. This is VOA News. North Korea test-fired three ballistic missiles on Wednesday, including what appeared to be an intercontinental ballistic missile, South Korea said after U.S. President Joe Biden wrapped up a trip to Northeast Asia. U.S. officials had repeatedly warned North Korea might conduct a long-range missile launch or even a nuclear test during or after Biden's trip. While North Korea refrained from any tests during Biden's visit, its flurry of launches came just 12 hours after he left Japan. South Korea's military said the first missile is likely an intercontinental ballistic missile that flew for about 360 kilometers. The North also launched a missile that failed shortly after liftoff, as well as a third ballistic missile that was presumed to be short-range, it added. In response, South Korea's military said it conducted an exercise involving 30 F-15K fighter jets. It said the United States and South Korea also conducted a surface-to-surface missile launch as a show of strength. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said the launch was meant to show that Seoul is determined to respond to any provocations. A regional governor in eastern Ukraine says at least six civilians have been killed by the latest Russian shelling in a town at the epicenter of fighting 3 months into the war. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Luhansk region's governor says that eight people were injured over the last 24 hours and accuses the Russian troops of deliberately targeting shelters where civilians are hiding. The town is located in Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland of the Donbas, where Russian forces have been pressing their offensive despite stiff Ukrainian resistance. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said late Tuesday that the country's forces in the region are facing difficulties. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Continuing with Zelensky's remarks, he said Russia is using everything at its disposal in the fight for four cities in the eastern Donbas region. He said the Ukrainian army is fighting back, but it will take time and a lot more effort by our people to overcome their advantage in the amount of equipment and weapons. He told Ukrainians they should be proud of having held off Russia for 3 months in a war that many in Russia and the West expected to last 3 days. Mexico's immigration enforcement is increasingly militarized, with the armed forces and National Guard now accounting for more migrant detentions than immigration agents. And recapping our top story this hour, a gunman has killed at least 19 children and two adults on Tuesday in an attack at an elementary school in the southwestern U.S. state of Texas. President Joe Biden and Senate Democrats are speaking out. Marissa Melton, VOA News.